Who can tell me what the church lectionary is? Anyone? I'm sorry? Yes, it's passages, lists passages from the Bible so that we have a different passage every week or a choice of passages. I often think one of its main purposes is so that preachers don't preach on the same passage every week. This particular time of year, for Lent, traditionally the passages run through the Gospels and obviously leading up to the time of Jesus' death. There's also some church traditions that we have as well, and one seems to have grown up for Lent, of people giving up something. Has anyone given up something for Lent? Okay, I guess that's not always the case. I haven't either. I'm not sure why people do it. Sometimes perhaps it's a sign of commitment. Sometimes it's perhaps an opportunity to move on with something, to try and give something up, some bad or unhelpful behaviour. Sometimes it's perhaps a sacrifice of something that isn't wrong in itself, but we give it up for Lent, again, as a sign of love and commitment. And it's certainly a time when we actually need to prepare, in a sense, for one of the highlights, if you like, of the Christian calendar is Easter Sunday, Christmas, I suppose, being the other one. One of the interesting things about the church lectionary is that sometimes it doesn't seem to follow chronologically. And this particular Sunday is one of those Sundays, because the passage set for today is actually after the passage that is set for next week, which is Palm Sunday. But nevertheless, I'll follow with that, and I think there may be reasons why perhaps the Sunday before Easter we read traditionally that Palm Sunday story. But this morning we're going to read the passage that follows on directly from that in John, and that's found in John chapter 12, starting at verse 20.